Let's review. The Gemara earlier established Bavel Becheskes Ksheiroi Medes. People from Bavel are assumed to have pure lineage. The Gemara now adds Chavel Yama Tchilta de Bavel. The area of Chavel Yama was of the purest stock. But Eidno I Arvi Behu Kutai. Today there are Kutim assimilated among them. However, the Gemara refutes this as a baseless rumor. Velohi Itzahu de Bai Minai Veloi Habalei. The Kutim requested a certain woman and they were refused. The Gemara discusses another location. Amrav Chananel Amarav, Chalzen Nehavend, Harehi Kegele Liyuchsen. The area around the river of Chalzen is as pure as Pumbedisa, which has the purest lineage. However, Baba Bar Hava disagrees because the Pasuk says, Ve'inachim B'chalach, the 10 tribes settled in Chalach, and Chalach Zu Chalazen. This refers to the river Chalazen, and Rabbi Yechon explained, V'kulam L'Psul. This Pasuk refers to cities of Psulim. The Gemara now expounds another pasuk referring to these areas. The pasuk describes the second beast in Daniel's vision and states, "V'tlas alon bepuma bein shenehah." Three ribs were in its mouth, between its teeth. This dual expression denotes zuchalzen hadaya v'netziven shepa'amim barlasen upa'amim paltasen. These three areas were sometimes ruled by the Persian Empire and at other times were not. The Gemara explains the reference in the pasuk to Persia. The second beast resembled a bear, which alludes to Persians. They eat and drink like bears. They're fat and hairy as bears. They are restless like bears, who roam to and fro even when bound. Similarly, when Rabami saw a Persian riding, he would comment, "There goes a roaming bear." The Gemara brings several analogies that Levi used to describe various groups. Parsiim, Daimim l'chayel shel beis David. The Persians are as mighty as David HaMelech's army. Chavarin, Daimim l'malachi chavala. The nation of Chavar resembles destructive angels. Yishme'elim, Daimim l'si'irim shel beis Akise. Arabs dress in black and resemble the demons that occupy Letrans. Tamid ha'chacham shebavol Daimim l'malachi hasharas. Torah scholars in Bavel dress in white and resemble the ministering angels. The Gemara returns to the topic of lineage. Kabanach Nafshid the Rebbe Omar, on his deathbed, Rebbe made several prophetic declarations regarding the lineage of Bavel. Hamanya Ikka Bavel, Kula Amainoihi. The residents of the city of Hamana are Amoinim. Mazgarya Ikka Bavel, Kula Mamzerihi. The residents of Mazgarya are Mamzerim. Birka Ikka Bavel, Shnei Acham Yash, Shemachlifim Nishasem Zelazet. In the city of Birka, there are two brothers who trade wives, and so their children are Mamzerim. Birsa de Sati Ikka Bavel, Hayim Saru Ma'achri HaMakim. The residents of Birsa de Sati have strayed from Hashem, the Azal B'tzadubu B'Shabbat, because they caught fish on Shabbos. Akr de Agma Ikka Bavel, Ad de Barahava Yeshba Hayim Yeshe B'cheker Shel Avram. In the city of Akr de Agma, they celebrated today the bris of Ad de Barahava. Hayim Neilid Rabbi Yehuda B'Bavel, Rabbi Yehuda was born today. This is of special significance because the pasuk says "Vezarach Hashem shubo Hashemesh," and we expound "Ein tzadik niftim in the oilam atcher nivrat tzadik kamaisei." Before a tzadik passes away, another is born to take his place. For example, "Atchle kavse shem shishal Eli zarach Hashem shishal Shmuel haramasi." Shmuel appeared before Eli Akoyin was nifter. Rebbe too is part of this chain because "Kishemes Rebbe Kiva noled Rebbe," "Kishemes Rebbe noled Rebbe Yehuda." Rebbe was born at the time of Rebbe Kiva's death, and when he died, Rebbe Yehuda was born. Kishmeis Rabbi Yehuda noled Rava. Kishmeis Rava noled Rav Ashi. Rava was born when Rabbi Yehuda died, and when he died, Rav Ashi was born. The Gemara in Daf Ayin Aleph said, "Bavel becheskes kasher oimedes." Families from Bavel are assumed to be pure, but Shara rotzes becheskes psul heinoimedes. Families from other countries are assumed to be impure. The Gemara now explains zud divrei Reb Meir. This is the opinion of Reb Meir. However, Chacham Eimrim kala rotzes becheskes kasher heinoimedes. People from all countries are assumed to be pure unless verified otherwise. The Gemara now discusses the future status of Pesulim. Mamzerim and Nesini Tahorim La'asadlavei Divrei Reb Yosi. Mamzerim and Nesini will be considered pure when Mashiach comes, as the Pasuk says, Vezirakti Aleichem Mayim Tahorim Utahartim, and then adds, Atar Eschem, Havo'imer Af Min HaMamzeris. Mamzerim will also be purified. However, Meir Omer Ein Tahorim, they will not become pure, because the pasuk continues, "Mikol tumaisechem, mikol gilulechem, v'loy min hamamzeris." They will be purified from sins, but not from their impure state.